FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. New FM.
Oh, do you know what? Isn't it confusing, guys? I just loaded up Monday's log and I played a long weekend ad. I literally thought it was Monday. First mistake done. Pleasantly surprised that it is, in fact, Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday! Hey.
And the good thing is it's nice and early. So, you know, you've got that out of the way now and you can move on with your day.
Which is a Tuesday.
Just
so you know.
Tuesday.
It happens. It happens. But you know what, Hamish? We were just listening to your news like we do every day.
Oh, God.
Diligently. And we heard this about a gel blaster.
And we were like, what's a gel blaster?
And we were Googling it frantically. And a fascinating weapon of choice for a criminal. It's like I said to Crevo, it's a criminal who wants to do a crime but doesn't believe in harm.
Yeah, so, like the vegan, too much injury.
It's the vegan version for a crim.
Yeah, so they look real.
Yeah.
They can look very realistic, which
is
the problem.
Yeah, I was just seeing online there. Yeah, they look like the real deal.
Just like paintball guns.
Yeah, yeah.
But gel. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, she's gotten some sort of illegal, like, tooth cleaning kit that's, like, not legal in Australia still.
Made of gelignite or something
like that. Well, I was thinking, like, you know, oh, it's some chemicals that are not FDA approved or whatever the Australian equivalent is.
My favourite bit here is, do gel blasters hurt? And this is it. The conclusion from the experiment is that the gel blaster does not hurt much. If shot by pistols, you will feel like being pinched and there will be a temporary mark left on the skin. If you're shot by rifles, it only gives you a short burst of stinging pain.
Let's get one.
So the answer is yes, it hurts.
Pinching
hurts.
Do you know who can dole out the punishments? Hey. Jackson. I feel like he'd love that. You'd relish
not
that role, wouldn't
you,
Jackson?
In one of those.
I'm so on board with that.
I know. We all four of us, Hamish, we'd all be running around the backyard here of the studio.
Yes, Jackson going, come back here.
Well, funny. Guys, long weekend, of course. Crevo, you've got our long weekend wrap coming up next.
Of course, we'll do it after.
See ya, chandelier. I love this teamwork here. Love that. Okay, 6:07. Good morning. Party girls. See ya, chandelier, live across Newcastle. It's 6:11 for your Tuesday, first day back at work, and we're doing our long weekend recap right now. Any excuse to play that?
I know.
Love that. It just reminds me of Jade. It sums her up completely.
I know. Every small town, she'll be in there visiting their main coffee shop and having a chat to them about why, like, smoked salmon on toast is the best thing she's ever had.
I love salmon on toast.
I know. That's why you're the perfect next host of that show. All right, team, right, time to go around and you know, hear what everyone did, the highlights or the lowlights. What did you do, Maddie?
So I had a fairly relaxing long weekend. My housemates had a party on Saturday night. Now, the thing is with that, I thought of you yesterday, actually, Jade, you'd be very disappointed because the amount of bottles I had to take down to the bin, it would have... I reckon there would have been like at least $14 worth of return and earned bucks
me.
For you.
I would have come around and got them.
Yeah. I got up very early and like cleaned the whole house up for them yesterday.
That's very responsible.
Yeah,
you know what? If I lived in an apartment building like yours, I'd have my own bins there and say, hey, please put all return and earn bottles here for me. Create a communal bin.
I've also discovered the Dr. Phil Snapchat filter, which changes your face to Dr. Phil, so I've been annoying everyone I know with that.
I love that.
I've been enjoying it.
Yeah. All right, I'll go next because I think, Jade, you've got the most story time for us.
Okay.
So my big activity was my parents came to visit and my dad and I took apart a window, like three windows, and separated them so that they'll be installed in the house.
Bonding.
Yeah, exactly. It was very, like, father and son bonding.
Any fights?
No fights.
Okay.
Used some power tools. So I felt quite manly. And, yeah, it was great success, which I was very happy
That's
with.
That's cute. Do you generally bond with your dad when you hang out? Like, do you have your little bonding
yeah,
sessions?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
good, it's a good thing to do. All right, now, Jay, time to... Let's hit that Weekender sting again.
Hi guys, we're in Dungog Town Centre today. And we're checking out all of the local art galleries.
Have a look at these poached eggs, would you believe it?
Well, guys, my beautiful weekend started on Sunday in Morpeth, obviously. So Ben and I, we said, we'll just jump in the car. We'll just go wherever the road takes us.
Oh,
so we stopped
on
in...
On the road again.
Yeah, we stopped in Morpeth. It was our first destination because we haven't been there for a while and went and saw Trevor at the Morpeth Gallery up there. He's like, this is the first weekend we've opened. So we went up there and we had a look around. It was amazing. And then once we were done there... Yeah, once we're done, may I add, if you're looking for egg cups, because this is a really... if you're looking for egg cups, you'll want to go to the Campbell's antique store there. They've got a whole box of them. They're so difficult to find, and they've got, like, retro ones and new ones and real old ones. Cheap as chips, so go there. And then we
Who's buying egg cups?
Oh, just me?
Jade, obviously.
I love egg cups. I can't remember where it's where you boil half boil the eggs. What are they called? Little soldiers?
Yeah.
Dippy soldiers.
Dippy soldiers. Anyway.
You and everyone's grandma.
Yep, amazing. So we jumped in the car. We headed towards Paterson, and we stopped in Paterson not long ago. So we thought, you know what? We'll scoot through there, and then we'll go to Dungog. We're looking at the map. I'm like, we'll just go there. So it was amazing. Went up and down the street, bought some socks with little foxes on them, got some honey from a local out there. And we had nachos, which was really good.
How exotic.
Yeah.
Were they like Doritos with a little cheese and the salsa out the jar maybe vibe?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like the cheesy Supreme Doritos.
Yeah.
The fancy corn chips.
But it was really good. We, you know, explored the town, took heaps of photos of all the old buildings there. It was amazing. There was this one home which had the same family in it since 1954, and it was built in like the 1800s.
That doesn't seem like very long.
Well, no.
Like
it had
60 years.
Sorry, I just fell asleep.
That's a long time. This house had 6 marble fireplaces inside from the when it was originally built. It was fascinating.
Wow. You know what the other job you could get, Jay?
What?
A tour guide of a historical society.
Yeah.
I think you'd do great at that. Oh. And look at the marble fireplaces. Oh. They've been here since 18 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then we got jumped back in the car from Dungog. We went off passed through Stroud and then made our way back around through to Newcastle. It was a great trip. Good one, Daya.
They're just knocking on the door. They want their content back. yeah, look.
You should head out there though, honestly.
Jay did say this morning that New FM goes out to Dungog.
Crystal clear.
Big shout out to everyone there this morning.
Currently 11 degrees at Dungog.
Very cold.
Can I please just say, really nice vibe out there. I saw a police officer just helping this couple. This was Kara, obviously, trying to get a nan.
No crime ever.
Yeah, no.
It's the quietest town in the region.
Nice to see a police officer just helping a little old lady.
As she said this morning, I love country folk. Coming up next, what's in Jade's box? Let's change these gears.
Yeah.
These gears, rather. Okay. Give it a shake, please.
It's going to be a soft shake today, okay? Ready?
Oh. First clue, please.
It's about 8 inches long.
8, good.
Yeah, good amount of length on that.
Mm. Yeah, okay, very good. 13, 10, and 9 on offer this morning. We have a $60 Yumbo Rama voucher. These are chef.
Get out of town.
Cooked meals delivered direct to your door. Doing it next, New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. New FM, the Novos. What's in Jade's box?
You're just so noisy, Jade, all the time.
I had to cough. I'm sorry.
You sound like somebody was dying.
Yeah.
13.09, if you want to win some delicious food, you just got to figure out what's inside Jade's box.
We have on offer today $60 Yumbo Rama vouchers. Our new FM is feeding families all over the Hunter thanks to YumboRama.com. Freshly prepared meals delivered to your door. Give it a shake, please, Jade.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Being very gentle with it today.
I am, because, look, second clue, I plan on eating it after.
So the first clue was?
It's about 8 inches long.
Yep, and I'm planning on eating it after.
Should we give one more clue?
Yeah, let's give it.
All right, 13, 10 and 9 if you want to win these food vouchers. It's got a bit of a curve to it. It's not really straight.
You
so
very
to speak.
Rarely see a straight one. Sometimes you do.
You do, though, yeah. Well, they come in all
I don't
different.
Why they grow like that? I could probably gave it away there too.
Do you prefer it straight or bendy?
Probably bendy. It's more funner to eat.
You reckon?
More funner to eat.
I think so.
See, I would have thought straight would be easier. It's just, you know, so it just fits
straight
in better.
Nah.
Okay, here we go. We've got some calls. I think we've given it away, though. Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Good.
Long weekend. What happened at your house, mate? Did you have a good time?
Nah, worked all weekend.
Oh, no.
Hustling.
What do you do for work?
Rail welder.
A rail now, welder.
There's hard work. I feel like your hands would have calluses on them. Am I correct?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, yep. There we go.
Yeah, mate.
All right, let's get you some free meals thanks to Yumbo Rama. What's in Jade's box, mate?
The banana.
A banana.
Of course it is.
Boom. Of course it is.
Do you like eating a curved banana or a straight banana, Simon?
No, I don't eat bananas.
At all.
Yeah.
How disappointing. Well, you know, I only found out, Simon, my sister-in-law's allergic to bananas. And I thought, how disappointing.
Are you more of a strawberries kind of guy, Simon?
Nah, fruit's no good for you.
I was thinking I was thinking meat pies would be more Simon's bag.
Pluto pup with tomato sauce.
Nothing wrong with some strawberries and champagne.
He's going to be eating Yumbo Rama meals.
That's right.
Now, so apples, congrats, nice Simon. Coming
apples.
Up next, guys, we're after all of you rugby league freaks in minutes because we've got a one-off game that we're trialling this morning. It's called Pick the Footballer. So it's like celebrity voices. We've got three voices lined up. And you know how football voices, certain footballers, have that real, like, gravelly voice.
Yeah, I've been on the field yelling and screaming.
We have three examples. If you can pick all three, we're going to hook you up with some beautiful Hunter Valley wine.
Yeah, that's right. 13.10.09, have a go at this. All of them do sound like they need a soother.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's part just of the
one,
fun.
Just one.
What do you mean?
One like packet. One packet, more like it. News time with Hamish next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you. We are live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo are 20 the top on the coast today. Showers about right now. It's time to play our brand new game, Pick the Footballer's Voice. Yeah, here's one for all you footy fans out there. A big weekend for the Knights, hey, Jay?
Yeah. Huge,
smashing it again.
Huge. They won against the Raiders, 34-18, so they got some pep in their step.
What a game.
Boys.
The boys.
They pulled a win.
Anyway.
They did.
Now, we were chatting last week here at the show, and we heard a couple of grabs from footballers, and it's like, wow, their voices just seem to get worse and worse. It's all the yelling, all the beers, I'm guessing.
Who knows?
It's good communication for a team. It's a good sign.
And when we say beers, that's purely speculation.
Well,
they could just be all having vitamin waters.
Anyway, well, what we thought we'd do, right, is give away some wine, Hunter Valley wine. For each of these footballers you get correct, you
awesome.
Get a bottle of wine, up to three bottles, of course. Take a listen. If you think you know any of them, 13.10.09.
Get a massage after dinner.
But when, as a head coach, I take responsibility for that.
See all the boys I play with and catch up and have a few ales.
Rightio, we're going to go to Hayden. Morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, really good. How was the long weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. Went camping for the weekend. So.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go camping? Tell us about it.
Up near Broke.
Oh, good
beautiful,
stuff.
Beautiful park. Aww. How do you play the radio and listen to the footy when you're camping?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good stuff.
Did you have a tent, Hayden?
No, I had a sleeping swag.
Oh, I was going to say, there's obviously no cuddles with the missus in a swag.
Nah, I was up there by myself anyway. None of me mates are keen.
Oh, man. Nobody
likes
that.
They missed out.
Anyway, here we go. Do you think you know your footy player voices, Hayden?
I think I've got the first two now. I'm not sure about the third one.
All right, let's do it. Voice number one, who do you think it is?
Darren Lockyer.
Darren Lockyer is correct for one bottle of wine. Voice number two, please.
Anthony Seibold.
Correct.
For two bottles of wine.
Oh, Hato's amazing. Got it in the bag, I reckon. Voice number three, Hato. Who is it, mate?
We're not really sure about that one. We'll go on the Brisbane Lions and say maybe Alfie Langer.
Alfie Langer is correct.
He's got a hat-trick boy.
Yeah, get around
it. You did it.
I didn't think anybody would get that. You did it, brother. Three bottles of wine. I tell you what, your mates will want to go camping with you next time.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet, no worries.
Congrats, mate. Thanks
for playing. That is amazing.
I love that game.
Me too. I'm a fan.
I think there's only a few players with, like, gravelly voices. I even struggled to get three then. Alfie Langer, fairly normal-sounding voice.
Yeah, it's only fun when that sounds like they really need a Lemsip.
You have to watch every football game and then just get the captain's recordings at the end. But after this, lunch at Crevo's, we went dined at on Friday afternoon.
Thanks for coming, guys.
No, that's
thanks
all right. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to have a recap on your lunch after this.
Oh, excellent. Very good. Have you done a little judgment bit, have you?
Not
are you
going to
give him a score out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She keeps feeding your
dogs Jats biscuits. I don't know if you know.
Well, yeah, I knew about it the next day.
6:43, good morning. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Currently 11 degrees at Maitland. Showers about today, 20 the top there.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we kicked off our Queen's birthday long weekend at your place, Crevo. Maddie and I went around for lunch. And I have to say, your oxtail soup was magnificent.
Delicious. I do have to say, Emmy, your partner, Crevo himself, Newcastle's most hospitable couple.
Oh, thank you. That's very generous.
It's very nice. I love going to Crevo's because the nice wine is out, the cheeses, the luxe cheeses, the nice meals.
I love having you guys over because I just enjoy entertaining.
No.
It's just fun, you know, and it's good team bonding, I feel,
It is. It's funny, though, because, like, I notice, like, you really do, like, step up to the plate.
And you're very,
would you like more of this and more of that? I've gotten to the point now where I'm just comfortable at your house, so I just jump off the stool and just go to the fridge and help myself.
Yeah, actually, I did notice that. You were straight in.
And I could see, like, you a couple of times, like, you were like, oh.
I need to be doing something
here? And on the other side of this coin, Jade, leader Newcastle's rudest house guest.
No, not at all. Well, I had a moment where I was like, oh, maybe I should have just asked you to get everyone, but I was just like, oh, you're comfy on the seat. I know where the mineral water is. I'll just get it.
Exactly. You know, and I like that because I feel like we're at that level where you guys are just comfortable to do that. That's all good.
Yeah, I love that you cooked that oxtail soup. It was really good, wasn't it? And Jay, you and Crevo's dog, Molly, or as you like to call her...
Momo.
Momo from Molong.
Yes, Molly from Molong. So she gets Momo.
Every time you go over to Crevo's, Molly's just all over you like a rash.
She loves me.
She does.
Auntie Jade.
Do your dogs get jealous when they can smell her when you
get home? Like, what's going on? You've been cheating on me.
A little bit. But no, Molly and I, and it's good because I can speak Molly's language. I think I proved that on the weekend.
I love at the end, just quickly, Jade. So when we were leaving, we all know Crevo likes nice food and nice things. Did you notice he kept giving us all of our crappy things that we brought over? Like our, I brought some like cheap cider and there were like four left and Crevo runs out when we're leaving.
Oh, please.
I won't drink them. Take them home.
Well, I thought you would appreciate them more than I would. They just sit in my fridge because I'm not a big cider guy.
And then Jade tried to leave her mineral water. Do you think she could?
Well, actually, I did.
Yeah, because we drank that.
It backfired on you, didn't it? Well, because I drank yours and we had the same one, so I left mine.
Yeah.
I was like,
Oh, well, good times. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming. We should do it again soon.
I want to say thank you for, because I said to Crevo just quickly before we went there, I was like, oh, do you need us to bring anything? And you're like, oh, no, no, no. I said, oh, what's for dessert? And you just looked at me and I was like, I'll bring dessert.
Oh, yeah, the delicious chocolate Bavarian.
Yes, now you say delicious. You only had one piece and not, Maddie, you didn't have any. And I had
enough chocolate Bavarian when I was growing up to last a lifetime. Oh, that was my mum's staple.
Did you do it out of politeness?
No, it's finished.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over the weekend finished.
Good.
I genuinely enjoyed that because not something... I didn't have it every weekend.
It's really fascinating to me because you guys have worked together for quite a while, longer than the three of us have worked together.
Yep.
And, Jade, you never really, until we all started working together, went over to Crevo's house and did the whole dinner thing. You guys were quite separate. And it always fascinates me, like, when Jade and your partner, Emmy, are in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I'm like, here are two very different people.
Yeah.
Now, Jade said when we left, which I thought was hilarious, she's like, you know what? I'm like, what? She goes, Emmy and I are practically the same person. And it got me thinking, wow, Crevo, I can see it now, why you love working with Jade so much.
Well, hey, maybe there's some similarities in there.
Oh, more than similarities.
My dream will come true one day when both of you leave your partners. If it ever does happen, touch wood, it doesn't, you guys can hook up.
It's a weird dream that you have.
Well, you've seen
really
it.
Really weird. We really want us to get together. It's really funny. He's like our kid from a divorce and he just wants to get mum and dad back together.
Just call me Osher Ginsburg. Yeah. I just want to see, you know, true love.
Oh, look, I think we love our partners and I do love you, Crevo.
Yep. Same back at you.
The only thing I did say was that if you both died, I wanted to adopt Molly.
Yeah, that got real dark real quick.
Yeah, we need to live stream that shiz next time.
Yeah, for sure.
News time, minutes away.
And then, of course, Big Brother launched last night, a big show. And then last night, in the middle of the night, I literally had this brainwave about what would happen if Jade was the Big Brother and ruling all the housemates.
So hang on, it's the middle of the night,
yep,
and you're thinking about Jade.
Well, this idea popped into my head. I've created a new show. We're launching it next. It's called Jade's Castle.
Oh, dear.
I like the sound of this.
Of course you do. 3 to 7, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
All right, so, of course, Big Brother kicked off last night, and for some weird reason, this idea popped into my head. What if Jade was Big Brother and had her own version of the show playing by Jade's rules?
There's a nightmare.
Well,
you say a nightmare, I say sounds
dream
like,
come true.
Yes.
Imagine being your star of your own show,
Jade. You imagine the tasks you would make Crevo and I do?
Hmm.
All right,
like
guys.
Groom chihuahuas. best groom wins.
First person to finish knitting this scarf wins the challenge.
This is the sort of vibe I was thinking.
The rewards room is an 8-movie Harry Potter marathon with me.
That's the sort of vibe I was thinking. Anyway, it's a new show I'm launching next. Instead of Big Brother, it's called Jade's Castle.
Nice.
So we're doing that in just a minute.
I've got a theme song
and everything.
Oh, great. Roxette, Joyride, 7:04 with the Novos. Good morning. Roxette, Joyride, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Telling me, Green.
Mom, there's a girl in the castle.
This is Jade's Castle.
This is my reimagining of Big Brother if Jade was Big Brother. Like, I feel like it'd be a whole other level of chaos, but in a much more PG sort of way.
There'd need to be at least $5 million prize money on the table for me to participate.
I'm thinking even more for you.
In Monopoly money.
Right, now, this is a midnight idea from last night.
Yeah, exactly right.
Tell us more.
So, essentially, imagine instead of Big Brother, you've got Jade running the show. Mm-hmm. So, everything is going to be sort of her will. So, things would be very different, right? The first thing, you know how often the food is just sort of like...
rations.
Yeah, exactly. Porridge. Cereal, porridge, that sort of thing.
I love porridge. Every morning at the moment.
And then as a treat, they get like a barbecue or something often, isn't it?
Yeah. That sort of vibe, like right? In the kitchen, there's no stovetop. It's just a microwave.
Yeah.
And then the odd barbecue's a real treat and you got to win.
Funny you say that because for food section I have here... microwave only, or anything that can be just shoved in the oven like a frozen lasagna.
God, you know me so well.
Then we move over to, you know how often in Big Brother they've got like secret little challenges or clues or something, ways to like win extra bonuses?
Yeah. Tea and coffee.
Yeah. You're going to say treasure hunt?
Well, I wasn't. Actually, what I had here was they actually introduced 3 chihuahuas into the house.
As intruders.
and
noisier.
And whoever like becomes the best friends with them wins the reward, which are fairy bread, popcorn, and finger buns on tap.
Oh, I do like that.
So if the chihuahua's like sleeping up next to you, like for a night, maybe you get a finger bun, that sort of thing, right? Then we move on to Friday night games.
For those who don't know, finger bun Wednesday. It's
every Wednesday,
tradition.
Jade eats a finger bun, right, as a treat to herself. Friday night games is replaced with a crocheting competition. You could also have for other weeks, you know, card making or other things that over 90-year-olds love.
Uno.
Oh, dear.
That's if they're real bored. Big Brother in the past has had, like, Big Brother up late, right, which has been another part of the show.
Of course.
This won't happen because everyone goes to bed really early in Jade's castle.
Lights out at 8.
Exactly. Real early. Theme nights, instead of like a beach party or something cool like that, it's going to be switched to unicorn and rainbows night.
I like this. Very family friendly.
True.
Why is my heart rate going up?
The stress. And instead of...
alcohol, it'll just be Shirley Temples, like mocktails. Keeps a cordial on tap.
Everyone keeps their secrets to themselves.
Well, you know when some housemates get to go into the rewards room?
That's
it's
right.
Like a bit of champagne, some strawberries, chocolate dipped. Yours would be like rosé.
No, the fancy grape juice you can buy from Aldi, you know, it's non-alcoholic.
And also in the rewards room, I thought, you know, you did mention Harry Potter movies. The other thing Jade absolutely loves and would bore these people to tears are like movies in black and white. From like the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I
that'd
love
be
those
the
movies.
Special reward.
Now we have our special screening of Gone with the Wind.
In black and white.
So Jade's castle.
I think this is amazing.
It's Jade's dream show.
Prevo, best idea you've ever had.
You know what?
Probably won't
do you know
happening.
Why I'm nervous about this? It was discussed before the show started today that we could maybe do this as a live stream event. So this could actually happen.
It's possible.
It is possible. And it's not off the cards.
It's your birthday soon, July 18th.
Yes.
So maybe we could do it in celebration.
Oh, you remembered, Maddie.
Yeah. DJ Mike's just walked in. I like your overalls today, mate.
Yeah.
Very Mario today.
Yeah. DJ Super Mario.
Oh, coffees are here. Thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe as well. I'm interested in this show, though. Thank you.
Yeah. Jade's Castle coming soon.
So exciting.
To the new FM Facebook page.
But what's the gossip next, guys? It's producer Jackson.
Yo, I'm going to update you on Serena Williams and Alexis Ohanian. So they've opened up about why he stepped down from the board of Reddit. Also to Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. He's fearful for his life. I'll let you know why.
All right, doing it next. 14 past 7 at new FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Don't have the reason!
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Here he is, Producer Jackson. What's the goss in troubling Tiger King land yet again?
So let's pump up this music.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Joe Exotic.
Alrighty, so he has come out. So there's been some documents seized by TMZ that have exposed what it's like for him in jail. So he's revealed that his soul is dead and that he reckons he will be dead in 2 to 3 months because he's actually got a very common immune condition. But since January, they've not been treating him for it. So he's saying his health is really deteriorating at the moment. He's even reaching out to people, Donald Trump again, and Kim Kardashian to help get him out of jail.
Wow. Jeez.
You know what? Obviously, Carol Baskin recently taken over his zoo, so I'm sure that wouldn't be adding to, you know,
the stress.
Yeah. Dylan Passage just posted on Instagram less than half an hour ago, and he's just like, my heart is breaking after reading Joe's letter. He's living in hell right now, and I'm outraged by the way he's being treated. Goes on. But it's really sad.
Yeah, Dylan is his husband, for those who don't know.
Yeah, and in these prisons, COVID-19 is also spreading really quickly as well. I think the prison that Joe Exotic's in, it's one of the highest rates hit in the US. So he's facing a lot of health issues in that zoo. So
do you think they segregate him from other prisoners because of what you know, his profile is and whatnot?
You'd think that they would have to.
You'd think he'd be,
I don't know,
like by himself or, you know, in a cell.
I don't think he'd be. I think he'd be in with everybody.
Maybe
there's no special treatment when you're in prison.
As they call it.
Gem pop.
Yeah, general population.
So interesting to see how the US prison system works.
Crevo's down with the lingo.
Prison warden Crevo. Moving on to Serena Williams and Alexis Ohanian. I don't know if you've been following this story, but Alexis Ohanian is Serena Williams' husband. He's actually on the board of Reddit because he's a co-founder.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's stepped down.
Really?
So he has said to the board, I don't want to do this anymore because I want to make a positive move in the Black Lives Matter movement and I want someone that's black to take my place. He's opened up about the reasons behind this on a very personal Instagram Live.
By stepping down from the board position of a major tech company to make way for a black candidate because we need diversity at the highest levels of business now more than ever. And I say that because it will be in the best interests of Reddit, the company, for that to happen. It's the best interest of every company for that to happen.
Huge move.
Wow.
Massive move. And just goes to show, like, that's quite a selfless move. I think it's really good.
How would that work with him stepping? Would he get, not like a payout, but if he's, this guy would just be working in his place, or woman, I don't know. And
I think he's still an owner,
I'm sure he just still makes heaps off the shares.
So he just doesn't help make the decisions. Yeah.
He just won't be on the board. He's put on his Instagram as well that he wants to be able to say to his daughter in 10 years when she asks what he did, that he actually made a change, more than just donating, more than just marching. Because, you know, you see these companies, they have a lot of white guys around the table who are making decisions, whether it be for TV networks and stuff like that. They're not living the lives of the people who are viewing their content. So it does create a massive disconnect. So I think this is a really powerful move.
I think this it is as well. And do you know what? Take the politics out of all of this. It's the right thing to do, I think. Mm. And at the end of the day, you know, positive things are happening. Like, just look over in the US at the moment. Obviously, Joe Biden, he's in the process of picking his running mate to be his vice president if he was to win the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's obviously a big push to pick a woman of color. So, I mean, that alone, I think, will, you know, change everything.
I agree, yeah. I mean, especially something, a selfless act like that, really, it has no benefit to him except for what he believes to be the right thing to do. It really makes people stop and think, like we are right now.
Yeah, and the example's been set now. So, you know, what unfolds from this could be just really brilliant.
I just love seeing when, like, a community comes together to fight for something that's right. I know over the weekend, obviously, protests all over the country, but right here in Newcastle, there were so many people that turned up and, you know, and it was really good because very peaceful. There were no issues on the weekend, so
let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Up next, we are taking your calls 131009. Right or wrong, asking parents to keep their babies quiet after a mother received a letter from a brand new neighbour saying to shut her 16-month-old son up because it was being too noisy. Now, there's nothing worse than a letter-writing neighbour.
Yeah, it's me. Occasionally, with, over the car parks. But this is next level.
Yeah, well, this one's for all rough. New mums and dads out there. You know, if you've got a young child and you know, you always feel awkward going into a cinema, when, you know, if you when you can go back, you know, taking them to events and whatnot, it's hard enough to have to bring your child. And it, I know it must be, you know, really awkward when they start crying and carrying on, but there's nothing you can do. I think people jump on this too quickly.
Yeah, it's your in your own home. Anyway, this is the debate.
Two sides of the coin, though. If you're a baby, hate baby screams, or if you're a new parent that, you know, gets awkward about it, give us a ring. Going to do that after the news at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
There's nothing worse, in my opinion, than a neighbour that leaves notes under your door, in your letterbox, on your car.
Hey, I am one of those people. You know what? I'm proud to admit it.
Well, sometimes notes can mine come off as very passive-aggressive.
But I don't write mine passive-aggressive.
Yeah, just the fact that you're overly nice, though, I take that as passive-aggressive.
Well, you know what? You can't be polite. You can't be rude. Says. You can't win.
Like, poor mother over in the UK moved into a new apartment. She's got a 16-month-old little boy. And she received a note under her door, and she's like, "Oh, you know, my
welcome to the neighbourhood,
lovely welcome to the neighbourhood." Mm. No. It was a letter telling her to keep her child quiet.
See, that's wrong
all day because it's stomping on the floorboards.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Oh, I'm going to call the real estate agent and get you kicked out if you don't shut your child up."
So hold on. So the baby's crying, and so she's constantly getting up, trying to calm the baby down, and the walking upstairs
is annoying
her.
Not the crying.
I feel for parents. Well, it's both, the crying and the stomping. So it's just the general noise.
Mm.
I feel for the parent, though, because it's like they can't help that. It's a young child. Of course they're going to run around and cry and make noise.
Every parent would love it if their baby was
only
a quiet baby.
A year and a half old, you know? It's like the prime of its development.
Mm.
So 131009, what's so funny?
Nothing.
Right or wrong, asking parents to keep their babies quiet in any social setting. Do you think it's good? Do you think it's okay, or is it wrong?
Like in a very, even if it was a very polite way.
Yeah.
You know, that's... It even spurs... I actually have an interesting story with this similar situation that happened to my mum, actually.
Okay, interesting.
Well, taking your calls next, Hunter Valley Wine on offer this morning.
Heaps of it. We're giving away heaps of wine here.
Guy Sebastian, like a drum. Right now, New FM, good morning.
Sometimes I...
105.3 New FM, 7:39. Jade, Maddie and Crevo at 105.3 New FM. 13:10:09 this morning. Right or wrong, asking parents to keep their babies / children quiet.
Mm.
That poor mother in the UK, she's copped a letter from her neighbour after moving into the neighbourhood. Noisy little kid, he's running around, he's crying as a 16-month-old child tends to do.
It is hard.
The neighbour's threatening to call the real estate on her. No good.
Look, trying to see it from both points of view, I know it's very hard. You can't tell a baby to be quiet. Like, that's impossible. But is there surely a solution that, like, if it's really that loud, do you just say to the other lady, well, maybe you should move? Like,
well, there's the stomping element, which is, you know, possibly
walking a little lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Put some socks on, or, you know, don't wear your shoes inside if it's making that much noise. But maybe it's one of those kind of, because this is over in the UK, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's one of those really old flats with the squeaky floorboards.
Mm. It's interesting, though. So I have a really good mate of mine in Sydney, Josh, and him and his mum recently moved into a new place, really nice, but wooden floorboards.
Yeah.
And they were there for about 2 months, and they had to move because the kids upstairs running around all the time, jumping out of bed. I was there, like, I slept over one night. Very noisy.
Round.
But there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, that's it. If you move into a place with wood, old wooden floorboards and you're in apartments, just expect it.
I know my mum, so when we lived in, actually it was when we lived in Queanbeyan, and I was getting a little bit older. I wasn't a baby at this point, but daylight savings, I'll be honest, I was a terror. I do feel sorry for my mum because I would look outside and be like, but mum, it's still light outside. Mum's like, no, you have to go to bed, obviously.
Yeah.
Natural. I would be a pest. I'd run around the house. I'd be screaming. I'd be crying because I don't want to go to bed. Mum actually got ambushed by the neighbour who's told my mum off and said, like, you know, you've got to stop screaming at your child. Mum's like, well, what do you do when your child doesn't listen to you? Terror.
I love that you remember that story.
Yeah.
Oh, because Mum always brings it up because she's like, oh, I wish I gave it back to her.
35 years later.
Yeah. it's still a talking point.
She's not holding on to that at all, is
no,
she?
No, but like it's one of those things. Like, what do you do?
Exactly. Let's go phones. Katie, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's away. Now tell us, is this right or wrong? What's going on here?
Look, it depends. If it's a baby, there's nothing you can do, and you've got to be really gentle with new mums because they can be, lacking sleep and whatever.
Of course.
You don't want to push them over the point. But if it's a kid and you're just letting them run feral, you can't do that. You've got to pull them back and, yeah, they're kids. But if you're doing nothing about it, that's
Katie, good. Was your child a screamer when she was a baby?
She still bloody is. Yeah. Still bloody is, you know. But you got to help guide them. You can't just let them run feral. That's ridiculous. You go to the shops and they're, no. Can't do that. Got to pull them back a little bit.
Mothers and fathers are judged so quickly. Like when you are at the shops and you see that naughty little kid screaming in the aisle, and the parents like, "Shut up!" There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and the mum or the dad's had 2.5 hours sleep that night. Of course, they're going to be a little bit on edge.
What's the most embarrassing situation that your child has put you in, Katie?
Oh, there's been a couple, but.
See, I always think the movies is an awkward one.
Oh, well, yeah.
But that's why they created those babes in arms sessions.
Remember we used to go on aeroplanes as well? That was a thing back in the day. People, you know.
They should actually put a wall up. I'm flipping my position. Nothing worse than a child crying on a plane.
You're off it now.
Sorry, Katie. Thanks for your call.
Oh, love it or loathe it, guys. Yeah, after this, getting your thoughts on the daily topic.
Children on aeroplanes?
No, not one of them.
Okay, 7:44, good morning. Oh, here we go, guys.
The dodgy the button. Get the hammer.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, which is no fence sitting. All right, guys. Treasure hunts. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Really?
Yeah, not into it at all.
Not even if, like, you knew, okay, someone around Newcastle hid a treasure chest full of diamonds and rubies and pearls. You wouldn't go on a treasure hunt for it.
Wouldn't do it to myself.
Why?
Too busy.
Why?
Got other things going on, and they just annoy me for some reason.
Yeah. It's like 8-year-old's birthday party.
I'm not into clues. Just tell me where stuff is.
Now, kids, mummy's hidden $5 somewhere in the garden.
That's the fun bit. Not even. What if you had a quarter of a map, Maddie? Quarter of a map, and
Jade, I don't get the same thrills that you do from a treasure hunt. I'm sorry.
Look, to be honest, I knew what your answer was going to be, but you never let me talk about treasure hunting stories on the show anymore because I'm obsessed with them.
But we've got pet birthdays, whether we
No, but get this. So this is fascinating. So a bronze chest filled with gold, jewels, and other valuables worth more than $1.4 million, which was hidden a decade ago somewhere in a Rocky Mountain wilderness, has finally been found. So there was this famed art and antiques collector called Forrest Fenn, and about a couple decades ago, he hid this chest, and he left the clues in a poem on his website, and people went out searching for this treasure.
Nobody found it.
No, it finally has been found only a few days ago. So in the chest, obviously, there was a phone number that he left. to say, you know, once you find this treasure, contact me so I can tell everyone else searching for the treasure that's been found.
It's done and dusted.
Yep, he finally got a picture, and the person wanted to remain anonymous, but he was just somewhere from back east.
So how much was it worth?
$1.4 million.
Right.
That's pretty good. And I'll take it.
Isn't that insane? And you know what? This art dealer, or antiquities guy, whatever he is, this just treasure hunt.
What was that word again?
Sorry, let's rewind.
Antiquities collector.
Oh, okay.
I was just excited. Forrest Fern, he was 89. So imagine that, coming close to the end.
Well, also,
not sure if anyone will ever find his treasure. Finally, the day's come.
You know, Hamish, she's almost like a school teacher in here. Hamish, did you want to correct Jade on that word? No.
Yeah, my favourite or most amazing bit is that an 89-year-old has a website.
Yes. How did they get that?
Only one of a very few.
Well, look, he's a smart man.
I've never seen such passion out of you.
Except
than I have
for treasure
right now.
Stories.
I just think it's amazing that what this man has done.
Treasure
and
hunts and art theft stories. Yeah. Jade's 110% committed.
Four people have died in their mission to find this treasure over the years.
Oh, that took a really dark turn.
No, but just fascinating that someone would put their life on the line to find treasure. And you're trusting taking this guy for his word. You don't know what he's put in it.
Also, the thing that surprises me the most is, Jade, you haven't saved up your allowance and bought a metal detector.
I know. Actually, fun fact, I was in Hamilton Park the other day, Gregson Park. There was a guy there with a metal detector getting around trying to find
treasure.
I was like, oh, I wonder, I was this close to going up to him and say, what have you found? But then I didn't want to spook him.
Here's a new society idea that you can create.
Yeah.
Hamilton and Broadmeadow,
yeah,
treasure hunters. And you and a whole bunch of others can go treasure hunting together.
Go buy yourself a metal detector. They sell them at, like, the pawn shops and stuff.
I actually wouldn't mind one.
There you go.
You love going to Cashies.
I know I do. Cashies, Broadmeadow, shout out to Ben. Great dude.
Can I turn Indiana Jones off now?
Yeah,
please.
The moment's over.
Thank you. Pet birthday shout-outs up next, Jade.
Yay! Yes, so if your pet has a birthday coming up, please register online at newfm.com.au and we're going to give your pet a shout-out.
Now,
cat, dog, lizard,
we've
snake.
We've only had dogs so far.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Represent
we
cat
take,
lovers.
We take guinea pigs, rabbits,
anything.
Birds,
goldfish.
Anything.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
If right. Any snake owner knows their birthday.
Doing it after the news at New FM 7:59.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos. Oh, pet birthday shout-outs time.
Yay! Yay! Okay, so if you have a pet birthday coming up this week, next week, in a month, newfm.com.au, register your pet and we'll give them a shout-out on air. And we want to talk to you as well about your beautiful little fur creature. So this morning's birthday shout-out is from Nicole to her boxer, Sadie. Apparently, Sadie is one very spoilt boxer who loves to be inside all the time with us. Loves a good snooze in front of the fire, just like your dog, Momo, Crevo.
Molly. Yeah.
Loves toasting in front of the fire. But Sadie is a sweet girl and they love how excited she gets when she gets home. Their birthday message is, "Happy birthday, Sadie, our little boxer lady. We love you even when you run off with our socks, Reese and Nicole." That's sweet.
Oh, that's a nice
sweet
message.
Newfm.com.au for your pet birthday. Shout outs back tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
Very good.
That it is. Next, we've got a little bit of a, I guess it's like a right or wrong or something along those lines. A groom has threatened to call off his wedding after his bride-to-be said he can't have his close female friend as the, in brackets, best man. Now, this bride-to-be has said it will look weird in photos and distract the guests.
Bridezilla alerts.
Yeah. Now, the question I thought we could ask here is, who wasn't allowed at the wedding and why? Now, was it a rowdy uncle or something, or maybe a friend who just gets a little bit too drinky, you know, at the at the event, or maybe it was an ex or something. These are the sorts of stories we're after. 13109, who was not allowed at the wedding?
Okay, doing it straight after this. 13109, Jessica Mowboy, Little Things at New FM. Good
Don't
morning.
Say I'm pretty. Much more.
Jessica Mowboy, Little Things with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. It's 11 past 8 this morning on 13109. Who wasn't allowed at the wedding and why?
Yeah, that's right. This is after a groom over in the US has explained his fiancée basically said, you cannot have your best friend, who is a girl, as your best man, in inverted commas, because it'll make the photos look weird. He said he's absolutely cracked it, stormed out of the house, and he's saying maybe this might not even happen, this wedding now.
Wow.
All because of this. So these are the stories we're after. Maybe it was like an uncle who's not allowed at the wedding, or a friend who just gets a little too rowdy.
Maybe the girl, the best man, was hot. She doesn't want to have them in the wedding
party. The
competition.
Party. Yeah.
Well, it's a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, okay, Jade, let's... Seeing you're the only girl here to ask this question to, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ben comes to you before your royal-style wedding in Malta.
Yes.
And says, Jade, my friend Jenna wants to come and be my best man / woman. Is it okay? Would you allow that? Mm-hmm. Another female to be up and around
the chicky babe,
the wedding grill?
Oh, look...
Maybe looking really good in a bridesmaid style dress.
This is a tough decision. I didn't have a bridal party at my wedding, so...
Just try live in the world of hypothetical for a minute if you can.
Yeah, I don't think you would allow it. No. I think you'd be filthy.
Breaks tradition.
No, but the thing is, you forget, Ben and I are... I think if he said, you know, can I... I probably would. I'd say yes. But I probably wouldn't like it. But
you wouldn't love the idea
because
you'd allow it.
Has a vagina.
Yeah, basically.
So that's it. Okay, at least you're honest.
Yeah. I wouldn't say friend, a co-worker from a previous job I worked at, they were actually the best man woman thing.
Yeah.
So he was the head honcho of the bridesmaids.
Right.
Which was a bit different.
Yeah.
And that went ahead, that wedding.
Do you know what I don't understand? Weddings are all are meant to be all about coming together and celebrating the love. Mm. Who cares who's up there? If that person means something to them and they want them next to them whilst they're getting married. I mean, they're not cheating on you. They're standing in front of that person getting married.
Yeah, but there's
insecurities.
Really, there's a lot of, you know, factors that people, you know, trust issues.
That's true.
Like, you can't start
that's
your marriage.
Setting up a well, I think that's starting your marriage on the wrong foot by saying no.
Mm.
Because it's saying you don't trust your partner.
Mm. And their judgment.
I agree with you, but if a bride wants to be like that, go for it, love. This doesn't affect my life.
Robbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are we all?
Hello, Robbie. We are doing good. Have you been a best man / woman?
Robbie, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Who wasn't allowed at the wedding and why?
What happened to me was my future husband's best friend's mother made my wedding dress.
Right, so very connected there, yeah.
Okay, so I was only about a size 6, like 45 kilo at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He got the pattern, it was a beautiful German lace. It cost me an arm and a leg.
German lace. Ooh, lovely.
Sounds very fancy.
Beautiful. And she made the dress to fit a size 10 person.
So she wore the wedding dress.
Wow.
So basically what happened was I got the dress a fortnight before the wedding. I had to completely unpick it, take it to another seamstress and get it remade to fit me. And there was beautiful roses on the back. And I said, don't put any of the roses on the back of the train because I'll do that myself because I want to cut them out individually. So she satin sticked them all over the back of the train of the wedding dress so it looked like a bloody a quilt.
Oh, God. Sounds like
how
she was
rude.
Trying to stitch you
two nights before the wedding, I had to unpick it all, have it dry cleaned, I'd close the holes up and then re-sew it all back on. But and she came to our wedding.
So
as I was walking down the aisle, apparently she stood up and walked out.
Yeah, good.
Didn't come to the reception because I changed the dress that I wanted.
No, well, you saved some dosh on the food there, Robbie.
Yeah, she wasn't drinking too much from your open bar, was she?
You know what as well? I honestly think that that's like my perfect scenario. If I got a wedding dress two sizes too big, you can just eat like a pig for 2 weeks
before the wedding.
Got to fill out this size 10. Jeez, that
dream.
KFC for breakfast is looking real good. Thank you, Robbie.
Extra dipping sauce. Yes, please.
Coming up next, I've got a bit of fun for us. Now, you know what? We never pretend that we're a highbrow show here because we are absolutely not. And I'm quite happy to stoop to our low-level content goals here. And next, we're doing celebrities that fart on TV.
Because it's pretty funny. We were in stitches
well,
on Friday.
Hey, if it makes you laugh, I think a good old fart joke or fart bit is always funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
right.
We
don't
do
discriminate
it.
Here.
Even the Queen. Yep. Queen of England.
So, I've collected a few examples of some celebrities that accidentally fart on TV. The audio is brilliant. So, if you want a little chuckle for your Tuesday, stay tuned. 8:17.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Janie's got a gun. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:26.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, this is my dream talk break, guys.
It really
We're
is.
All about the low-hanging fruit at this show.
What are we in for?
Couple of plums is dangling there. Ready to be picked.
Bang, here we go. Celebrities that fart on TV. Now, we did this to cheer ourselves up on Friday. It was a bit of a rough week. And,
yeah.
You know, you guys pulled me aside. Maddie, let's watch celebrities farting on TV. And God, it gave us a great laugh, didn't it?
It did.
Really
and we
flipped our mood.
And then it really turned quite quickly and Maddie was like, you know what? We got to do this on the show.
Hey, if it makes us laugh like we were laughing, it'll make others laugh.
True.
I think so.
Now, first up is Australia's sweetheart, Bindi Irwin.
Oh,
now,
bless.
Now, Bindi was competing on the US version of Dancing with the Stars, and this was
she
the
won
moment
too.
When they announced that Bindi and Derek Hough won the show. Now, in this video, Bindi's very excited.
Mm.
Derek picks her up and swings her around. So
like a big embrace.
Like a bear hug.
Yeah, bear hug, and she's got this little tutu thing on. And then this happens.
Bindi and Derek!
That's unedited. That same audio slowed down. Just take another listen.
So basically they're mic'd up, so
really
it
heavily.
Caught everything.
TV mics are very sensitive because a lot of people are quite quiet and they get nervous on TV, so they're very really turned up to capture every sound.
How embarrassing.
The poor thing, she must have been holding that in all show.
Yeah.
You know when you're holding one in and your stomach starts doing the...
She was bubbling. Thinking, yes, crowd, louder, really? This all definite.
They're all cheering.
Our favourite, Wendy Williams, the anti-Ellen talk show host over in the US. She's just, carrying on with her everyday show, and then this happens to poor old Wendy.
But you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got that.
Oh.
So, I just want to explain how she looks. She's sitting there on set, and she's slightly angled to one side.
Yeah, so the butt is sort of facing to one side.
And the concentration slips as well, how she slows down verbally, and it's 100%. Like, oh, I can't contain this voice.
The camera pans over at that moment to the audience, and this poor woman's face is just like, what?
It's meme-worthy for sure. Of course, Wendy Williams, famous for eating on the show. She's always hooking into something.
What was she eating on the show?
Oh, she just eats like, anything.
Everything.
We spoke about this the other day. She ate a crow.
A crow, that's right.
Yeah, she'll tuck into a full roast dinner while she's on TV. Just has no issue with it.
Well, this became a whole thing. It was called Fartgate. She denied it, of course, but just admit it.
Yeah.
You let one go, duh. And finally, to wrap us up, because we're going into some serious news next, we can't keep going on like this. Hillary Clinton, I love Hillary, but, She was in a debate, 2008 yep. election. And when you're in those Democratic debates, you're just on edge the entire time. You've got to be focused. You've got to be switched on. The last thing she needs to worry about is her flatulence.
You often avoid taking firm positions on controversial issues.
Once again, TV mics capture everything.
The looks on their faces, terrible.
And a real awkward moment of silence after that as well for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's just hard. I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
I just need to play Bindi's one again.
You know what, guys? The big question, though, when will it happen to us?
Yeah.
One of us one day will have a moment.
Is going to let one slip. There real gassy one there from Bindi Irwin.
Yeah. News time up next with Hamish. It's 8:31 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos.
Now, just before the news, of course, we were talking about celebrities getting caught farting on TV. And I said to Maddie, like, why don't we just do a quick search in the New FM folder? Because there's thousands and thousands of pieces of audio. And just put in fart and see if anything comes up. And we found this file called New FM Fartgate. So let's just have a listen to this.
Now, we're under no way saying this is you, Hamish.
UFM News.
Someone at some point in UFM's history has done that and somebody saved it. It's just that. It's got no other information.
Wow. So it's happened. I told you.
Look, it's a bodily function. It happens to everyone.
It does. 105 commercial free kicking off soon with Jackson. What's on the way, friend?
Yeah, definitely no farting on air.
Okay, good.
Marshmallow, Kane Brown, One Thing Right.
Good tune.
Yeah, powerful stuff from Cal Settle as well. This Is Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ed Sheeran. Beautiful People as well on the playlist.
Tick, tick, tick.
Khalid, thank you. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off soon, guys.
But, Maddie, you've been obsessing over Big Brother.
Yeah.
It aired last night.
It did debut last night.
And you're going to give us a bit of a review.
Yeah, if you're thinking about watching it and you're like, I don't know how to feel about it, I'll set you straight next.
Nice.
Straight after Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do at New FM. Good morning. 105.3 New FM, the Jonas Brothers with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Big Brother's back.
So it's all Maddie has been able to talk about a week. Oh, Big Brother. Ooh.
That's a slight exaggeration.
No.
Okay. No, it's pretty accurate.
No, it is very accurate. Don't play it down, you little cutie pie, because you've just been super duper excited. You're like, Jade, can we get Mike Goldman on?
We've got to be across this.
We've got to talk to him. And then the big night finally arrived.
Yeah, so I'm like...
And you watched it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother. You know how you get those, like, Survivor fans that are obsessed with the game? I just remember growing up as a teenager...
The nostalgia.
...watching the Sunday night evictions on Channel 10. Gretel, her crazy outfits.
She loved the knee-high boots.
Gretel just being a MILF all round. you know, she loves it. But... I tuned in last night. Obviously, it's now on Channel 7.
How was it?
It's completely different. So that theme, that's gone.
No.
So if you're expecting to hear, like, you know...
So iconic.
The old Big Brother theme, not happening.
That's terrible.
It's very dramatic. Also gone from the show is Mike Goldman's narration of the show. It's now Sonia Kruger, who we're chatting to on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's basically totally different. There's no live aspect. It's all pre-recorded. It's not a dream world on the Gold Coast. Mm. And it just all seems a little contrived. I enjoyed it, but right, in a 90-minute episode, they introduced all of the housemates. They had
all
their
of them.
First challenge. They had nominations and one person was evicted all before the end of the show.
That's
so
insane.
Like cramming a whole week of Big Brother from what we know into 1 week.
Okay, question.
Mm.
When you say pre-recorded, how's all that happening? Because everyone knows it to be a live show.
Yeah, so it's been filmed ahead, obviously. So I think they're a couple of months ahead.
And they've got the editing down. There's a team working through
it. Exactly right.
I don't like that. That's not the point of Big Brother.
Well, I mean, it's still good. So what they've actually done, the way we did Big Brother here prior to this,
yeah,
was actually quite unique. No other countries really did it that way. It's all, like, if the US and the UK and the Canadian versions, they're all pre-recorded in the same fashion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. So, they're moving to that format.
They're sort of realigning with how the rest of the show is done.
Well, theirs have been more successful, really.
Yeah. I mean, it was some very interesting housemates, like a good mix of people.
Oh, that's good.
Very annoying, some of them, though. And it was almost like Big Brother Lite. So if you like a fast-paced show, you're not really looking to connect to the contestants, it's a great version. The house is amazing.
Yeah.
That's
good. It looks so good. Sonia Kruger, you know what? She was pretty good.
So what does she? What's her role in the show?
She's the host. So she greets them, she evicts them, and she narrates the show. So, like, you know, when they're obviously showing what's happening at the house and stuff, she does the narration.
So, hang on, when they get evicted, was there a crowd?
They just get in a car and drive off. Like
how
the
odd.
Bachelor.
Yeah. So,
yeah, of course, because of what's going on at the moment.
What's so different, though, so this show and this house has a thing called the basement. So it's basically Friday
Sounds
Night
creepy.
Live, but every night. But that's a part of the main gameplay. So last night, for example, there were like 10 big swings, right?
Yeah.
And they had to place these balls, 5 balls in a row on these little holes,
okay.
These little canister things.
That's cool.
And if they got all 5, they get the power to nominate the 3 that go up for eviction.
Wow,
the housemates then evict. But there's one guy on there. His name is Kieran. He actually looks like our old boss, Steve St. John. Like, same style.
Wow.
But he, like, obviously not that physically fit, this Kieran guy. So he failed at the challenge. So he's at a disadvantage, which I think is a bit unfair. If you're not...
Okay.
Big Brother's meant to be a game of, you know, wit and...
And all about your sort of the power of the mind and
Maddie,
stuff.
You're so...
It's good, though. Lots of people love it.
Oh, do they? Because reading some tweets last night, BBB, Bianca, she's written, Big Brother is the Aldi version of Survivor.
No.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Good different?
Monica Ann goes, ew, they've made it so much like Big Brother USA and I hate it. We want drama and funny moments, not competitive games and alliances.
Yeah, well, and what makes it even more awkward, the old Big Brother, you could lie to people's faces and, like, really dislike them.
Mm.
Here, you have to tell every... If you win a challenge and you're the person that nominates the 3 for eviction, you have to tell it to them in front of their face.
Oh, wow.
So
it's very confronting.
Very confronting. They're after the bitchiness. This is what Channel 7 do sometimes. Mm. Like, they've made it very much like a 7-style show with the villain and the outrageous
like
one.
A bachelorette.
Yeah, but it's still quite it's good.
You know what?
You're
convincing me to give it a go. I'll watch an episode for you, Maddie.
Well, we're chatting to Sonia Kruger on the show tomorrow. So I had
tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. I had NASA. You know how he did his Big Brother review for us last week? Messaging me last night. He's like, see, I told you it was crap. I'm like, Nas. It's all right. Give it a go. If you're an old Big Brother fan, there are parts of it that you'll like.
Okay.
Worth it.
Thanks,
Maddie. Worth a shot.
But news that didn't make the news with Hamish is after this.
Okay, 6:48 rather. Oh, good.
Sorry, we're a bit late today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Oh, Hamish is here to deliver all those quirky stories that weren't quite up for the main news.
Yes.
We love this.
The non-quirky news.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what have you got
All right,
us?
Well, actually, first off, the first story, I think, demands its own little theme music.
Hey, always look on the bright side of life.
I do love Monty Python.
Oh, isn't that great? That's such a great song as well, too. My favourite movie, easily. But that's not the story itself. It's this new study has found that having a positive outlook on life can literally make you live longer and fend off cognitive disorders as well. Specifically, it's a British study that found repetitive negative thinking actually has been linked to Alzheimer's disease. There's two proteins that are present in Alzheimer's, and it found that people who spent time ruminating about the past and worrying about the future are more likely to display those proteins.
I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, I was just thinking about you, Joe, when I wrote when I found this, because I thought, I don't know of anyone who has a more bubbly disposition than you.
She loves a positive of affirmation.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you can get. True. You'll get that letter from the. Well, it won't be the Queen at that point.
Maybe
probably not.
George.
You never know.
King
actually, yeah, they're true. Really good with science these days.
That's true. might clone her. Literally, yeah. Elizabeth II.
I'm sure to go for you, James.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, too. Speaking of the Queen, sort of. 22 years ago, there was a big debate over changing the national flag to reflect something that would be more uniquely Australian. I don't know if you remember it.
Very ugly suggestions.
Comes and goes.
Yeah, there were some pretty... It does come and go. There's that website, AusFlag, that has some pretty average things. Mostly Ken Doan monstrosities that you never want to touch. But anyway, Tasmania is actually looking to change their state flag to remove the Union flag. And because at the moment it's the British Blue Naval Ensign, so basically the basic design for the Australian flag, and a white disc with a red lion on it. Now, it seems a little incongruous to represent a state that has animals not found anywhere else in the world with an animal that very much isn't native to Tasmania. So, why not have a Tasmanian devil or a...
I get that.
Tassie tiger.
Tassie tiger.
It just looked cooler as well.
Wouldn't
You'd
it?
Sell heaps of t-shirts. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's got me thinking. I mean, probably could change New South Wales. Our flag has got a lion on it as well, too. And last time I checked, apart from at the Hunter Valley Zoo, we don't have many lions.
The lions are symbolic, aren't they?
We always change our minds midstream. National anthem. Flags. It's
I suppose.
Kind of just getting used to it.
I love it when they had a go at this in New Zealand, and it was like, do your own design on a website.
Yeah.
And because, like, the internet is the internet, people just voted for the most ridiculous, like, it was like a child drew a kiwi bird, and it got tons of votes.
With
and, like,
lasers coming out of its
eyes.
Right.
It's remember they said name that ship, and everyone voted Bodie McBoat face.
Yeah.
Is that with the flag?
I vaguely remember in either late primary school or early high school a competition to draw and design a flag.
Yeah. It would have been big about 1998.
Yeah, it would have been primary school. Yeah. I remember drawing a little flag. Can't remember what it was, but I did.
This could be it.
Fun fact, when I was doing my Emirates interview process, it goes over a few days, and they get you all in a room and put you in a group, and they make you design a flag.
Really?
Yeah, just to see how you interact with each other and how everyone takes feedback and all that sort of stuff. And it's actually quite interesting. But, yeah, I wish I still had the picture. I don't know who got to keep that one.
I love how these corporate companies treat their potential employees like 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Let's make them draw
a flag.
Or a science experiment. Okay. They watch from that, like, double-sided mirror sort of thing and see how you interact.
Maybe teach them how to, you know, get people to listen to the safety instructions at the start of the flight.
More effective.
Thank you, Hamish. Appreciate
Welcome
that.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Hamish.
Yeah, very interesting.
Very good. Producer Jackson in next with Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, a bit of Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love this one.
I just did a bit of a Google about her, right?
Yeah.
She owns $116 million in property.
Yeah, you've got to invest in something.
And do you know what? Like, if you average a house price out at $500,000, that's 232 houses. I'm blown away by that. Good on her. The Potbellies.
Here's a throwback.
A J-pad.
Yes. Don't hold back. I seen these guys live once.
Yeah? Do you like them?
Someone threw a cheesecake at the guy.
No.
Really?
Don't give Jeep a free plug.
No free advertising for Jeep.
Bloody lads as well, the weekend.
Love this. Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 commercial free. We're back tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.